little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Yeah, that's right, you're back to hypothyroid.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not quite the same thing, is it? Well,
yeah. Well, you come back with routine check, is it? You don't have any symptoms? Or...
Yeah.
No, that's true, I wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be rude again.
I think let's put it in that context. So it's the same thing. So you're gonna say, what can I do for you today? Well, you sent for me. I said, okay, I know, I've got the test here. How are you going to describe these slightly raised? These are really only very slightly not completely normal.
I usually say the blood test showed. I mean, if I have to explain the test, I would just say the blood test has shown there are some signs of possible underlying.
Yeah, no, but this first bit, you're not trying to get into the detail. It's just a headline. It's a sort of it's a headline, isn't it?
I would possibly say like what Iram said. Like first of all, I want to reassure that there's nothing worrying in the blood results, but there are some changes which I would like to discuss with you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to throw something in there. I'm going to say that. Almost completely normal.
Almost.
It's a slight variation on the theme.
It's very good. I like this. This is a new strategy. You know, some fractions completely normal. They're a long way from completely normal. Normal would be a big stretch to describe these results. Do you like that? They're almost completely
almost
normal?
Completely normal.
Yeah, because that is very reassuring, and it also it means she's certainly going to collaborate. So I'm envisaging it going the same way. You're going to ask, you know, your version of what can I do for you today? You're going to get, well, I've got a letter or still to come back for the results. Yeah, I've got them here. I've been looking at them. They're almost completely normal. Just before we, you know, well, actually, Ziad did it a different way, didn't he? He said, I've got them here. Just before I go into that, can I just check, is there some other concern? No, there isn't, just the blood results. Right, well, they're almost completely normal. And I'll explain what's behind that statement in a minute, but I wonder if I could just gather a bit of information first. I'm paraphrasing, but am I right in thinking these are the steps in roughly that order that it appeals?
Can we also maybe, like, sorry, I'm putting you on the spot. So can we also like maybe continue on the scenario, if you want, with the hypothyroidism, like with the eyes and... They continue afterward, or maybe we have stopped and then.
Well, we could fast forward it.
Yeah.
Okay. We could agree what the ice is, and then you'd like to then try and explain using the ice.
Yeah.
So I think rather than what we'll do is we'll stop and debrief this, then we'll elaborate the scenario a bit, and then we'll fast forward you.
Yeah.
This is a good suggestion. We'll fast forward the same scenario, then you can explore that, and then at the end we'll get a chance to check understanding. Okay. So from the start, just to the beginning of actual information gathering, the same as Ziad's, that covering that segment in this way, yeah.
So hello there, is it Mary, is it?
Yeah.
Dr. Vargas, what can we discuss today, Mary?
Well, you sent me a letter to say to come in.
Right, okay, and do you know what the letter said, I think?
Well, I had some bloods recently, so I'm assuming that's what it is.
Okay. And could I just check, Mary, that there's nothing else that you want to discuss today other than the blood results?
No, I don't think so.
Right, okay. So first of all, could I just say that I have the blood results here with me, and let me reassure you that they are almost completely normal.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, but obviously just to get a more idea about, I'll explain why that is in a second, just to get a better picture about it, I would just like to ask you a few questions, would that be all right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect. I think that was close to perfect. Yeah. You look dubious, but what do you think, Charlotte? Mary, like that?
There was a moment when I didn't think that you were going to say, "I'll come back to the almost completely normal results."
But then you did, and then I was like, "Oh yeah, that's fine. That's cool."
That's a great. Is that a phrase you use?
Yeah.
That's good. Isn't
it?
Yes. Some Daisy Booger did these tests and dropped me in. Am I right in thinking then that the principle at stake here is that review appointment is a retrospective diagnosis?
Mm. Yes.
All right? So you should approach any encounter with a patient with an opportunity for them to give you a narrative. That means that you will occasionally get, well, I'm only here because you sent for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the riposte to that should be, yeah, I know that, I've got the stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
So that they instantly diffuse any tension with that. And then say, and we'll come to it in a minute, but can I just check, is there something else you wanted to use today? Because some people will. Some people will spontaneously deliver it, but some won't. But that will want to use it, isn't it? Even if they've been triggered by the letter and know fine well you're going to talk about the blood test, they might be using it as a vehicle to mention something else. So
yeah, I had a patient actually yesterday like that. Like, yeah. Yes, I've been waiting for like while 2 weeks to come, but then
I
had this appointment. So,
they do. That is right. So that's very good. So the phrase, you know, some headline phrase, the test is almost completely normal, or the test is, not entirely normal. I'll explain what we found and what that means in a minute, but I wonder if I could just, before we do, can I get a bit of background? Yeah? Is that the flow?
Yeah.
And do you think that structure, so then you can come back into the normal structure, whilst not leaving the patient uncertain. That was the key, wasn't it? And in the second scenario, the moment where Mary for a second was uncertain, and then the explicit sign felt right.
You felt better.
That's interesting. Okay, so now the plan is to, because your other question is, what do you do when the ice is different? So how can we construct, so we're going to move you into a patient, you're going to explain these test results and why you're happy with them. You're basically going to say, what are you going to say? What are we talking about here? Are you going to, is your goal to do nothing and see what happens?
Basically.
Yeah, repeat them in a few months. And the patient's got some different idea, yeah?
Yeah, so the patient might think, okay, she was here for nothing. I mean, the blood tests were normal, and now she's found out there is something.
Yeah.
And now she's worried that, if I leave it, you know, is it the right way, or is she taking tablets now, which is better?
Yes, well, surely if it's abnormal, I need some treatment.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So it's in that territory. Yeah. So she's mentioned it in the ice. Mm-hmm. Well, now that you've told me, you know, now that I've learned, I know it's the thyroid you tested, and, you know, thyroids are important, you know, and I had a grandmother that had some thyroxine or something. Yeah, okay. So
it's a situation where you're going to safety net for this patient. They don't need any treatment at the moment necessarily, and you might want to do a further test to try and predict the future for them. So you could do thyroid
antibody test.
Antibodies. And that could tell you how often you might want to repeat this test. Mm-hmm. But there's no urgency to do the thyroid test again unless they've got thyroid peroxidase positivity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if they're positive, then you would test them probably every 3 years, I think the guidance is, if I'm not mistaken. But otherwise, you probably wouldn't test them again unless they had symptoms that made you think that they had an underactive thyroid. So maybe describe those symptoms or some of the headline symptoms of hypothyroidism that you would safety net them with.
And what I found as well is offering something is often enough to reassure the patient that at the moment medicine or any other treatment is okay. Mm-hmm. They know that something else is going to happen and we'll have a better picture once that's happened. And can make a more
better plan.
Permanent plan at that point.
But for the purposes of this exercise, we don't really need to go into that detail. What we're trying to do is to now move forward onto what are Mary's concerns and what are her expectations, and how do we
write them into the role?
How do we involve that in this scenario?
Let's hear it for our GP. Improving, risk removing, no confusing.